USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear is asking everyone to send their love to the families affected by Monday's mass shooting at a Louisville, Kentucky bank.
I still believe that love and compassion and humanity can lead us to a better place.
Beshear got emotional as he explained that he had lost a close friend in the shooting. The gunman was reportedly left dead along with four other victims. Nine people were wounded in all. The 23-year-old shooter had worked at the bank. Police say while he was in the middle of the rampage, he was live streaming it online. An expelled Tennessee lawmaker has been reappointed and is rejoining the legislative session. Democrat Justin Jones thanks his colleagues.
And so I want to thank you all, not for what you did, but for awakening the people of this state, particularly the young people. Thank you. The struggle for justice is fought and won in every generation.
Jones was booted by state Republicans for breaking Tennessee State House protocol, orating on the floor of the chamber, taking up time in protest about gun violence in the wake of last week's mass shooting at a private school in Nashville. The Department of Justice will appeal a Texas judge's decision that effectively pulls the abortion pill mifepristone off store shelves in the U.S. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says the decision negatively affects women.
This court decision threatens access to this medication, which is used not only for abortion, but also for other critical purposes, like helping women manage miscarriages.
A lawsuit argues the nearly five-year FDA approval process for the medication was rushed. The FAA is calling for inspections of all Boeing 787 jets. Officials say there have been problems with leaky bathroom faucets that could damage critical electronic equipment. And Wall Street closing mostly higher to start the week, looking ahead to a busy week of inflation data and first quarter earnings. This is USA News.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Former President Trump is heading back to New York City this week for a deposition. The New York Post reports Trump will be grilled for the second time by New York Attorney General Letitia James, whose office is investigating the Trump Organization's business practices. Sources say Trump's expected to plead the fifth, as he did when he was questioned by the AG's office last year. Trump's expected to fly to the city from his home in Palm Beach, Florida, Wednesday night for questioning on Thursday morning. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says it's time to end the death penalty in his state.
It is wholly inconsistent with Louisiana's pro-life values, as it quite literally, by definition, promotes a culture of death.
During his State of the State address, Edwards urged Louisiana legislators to pass legislation ending the death penalty, saying it's expensive and not a deterrent to crime. He also pointed out that only one death row inmate has been executed in Louisiana in the past 20 years. And the Congressional Black Caucus is urging the Department of Transportation to address racial disparities in traffic enforcement. Dozens of members of the caucus signed a letter addressed to the transportation secretary. They argue black motorists experience disproportionate scrutiny during traffic stops. Lawmakers asked Buttigieg to develop reforms to reduce inequities in traffic stops. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks. No matter how many times I've washed it.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products. Save on Downy Rinse and Refresh at Target.